Greetings, good morning, and thanks again, Anthony Fest, for making my vegan animal liberation commentary possible on Pacifica Radio KPFA. And as you may have heard, AB 2140, the bill to ban captivity of orcas in California for entertainment purposes, had its first hearing in the California Assembly, Water Parks, and Wildlife Committee yesterday. Now, when issues of morality come up against business and profits, who wins? That's right. So basically, the orca protection legislation is dead in the water, or at least left to drown for about a year and a half as it goes to revision after a process of further study. This really makes one call into question the study habits of our California legislators. If this subject is so hard to grasp, how did they ever get through whatever high-tuition school they graduated? But high-tuition school prepares one in life for high-tuition politics, and when SeaWorld and other businesses fund the scholarships, we can see how it will take a year and a half to develop the immoral propaganda that we'll hear in a year and a half to avoid doing the right thing then, too. And after putting all of their human eggs and hopes into this orca bill basket, our optimistic animal advocate friends try to look on the bright side and say, look at how many legislators actually supported this bill. Well, yay, a bill that went down and silences the issue for a year and a half, to when people will be saying, what was that movie Blackfish about again, anyway? Well, I try to look on the bright side, too, and say, well, what if we did put a lot of energy and time and money into this legislation for a year or two or three? And, you know, the Humane Society of the United States would just use it as a fundraiser, saying it can pull the plug in the bathtub and set the orcas free. But who knows? Maybe the San Diego Police Department wouldn't enforce orca legislation, saying, hey, we have drones, but no orca liberation gear, or maybe SeaWorld gets some court decision that a trainer doing a headstand on an orca's head is some sort of valid cancer research. So maybe HSUS comes up with guidelines to certify some captive animal parks humane. Yes, it's disappointing. It's frustrating. What can we do now? Well, we can always go vegan in support of the environment where free orcas swim and in support of all fish, not just blackfish. Just remembering that when you do eat a fish, you are eating a captive victim, someone who couldn't escape a net or a hook, to die for the unnecessary momentary pleasure of the human palate, in numbers that add up to the greatest massacre on Earth. By the billions and trillions, the human fish eater depletes the oceans and depletes the home of the orcas and the other 30,000 species of fish. Americans eat 60 billion fish every year, 40 billion shellfish. Billions are fed to other fish on fish farms, and about half the catch goes toward feeding animals on land whom humans then kill and eat. The oceans are being decimated for the fish oil craze, and everyone gets caught up in the nets. The dolphins, the sea turtles, all just collateral damage to be discarded. And fish, just as we do, have a face and suffer pain. But you know that from blackfish. So maybe no legislation for orcas today. But in their honor, you honor them by going vegan. And you know that fish aren't brain food, mercury, heavy metals, PCBs. Oh, by the way, I'm speaking at Earth Day San Francisco, Saturday the 19th, 2:45 at the Speaker Dome. The subject of my talk, meat, dairy, fish, and egg consumption, humans' most environmentally destructive behavior, and why going vegan is the solution to climate change. Visit earthdaysf.org. Please follow on Twitter at Go Vegan Radio, Facebook Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden for hundreds of free archived radio programs, and my past commentaries on KPFA. Go to goveganradio.com. Peace to all living creatures. Please go vegan, like Cesar Chavez, Dennis Kucinich, and Cindy Sheehan. I'm Bob Linden.